And now, here to tell us what it says in Friday's papers once more is Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Anya. The headline of the day, it may be on the front page of the Irish Daily Star. The paper is writing about the bad weather and uses the Irish word for wet in the large headline. It reads, "For fluck's sake." All the papers are covering the weather and the imminent arrival of Storm Kathleen tomorrow. The wrath of Cath, says the Mirror. Scaredy Cath, says the Sun. The Independent says it's the 11th named storm of the year. The Times says the wet weather will lead to a potato shortage. Potatoes are normally planted by St. Patrick's Day, but this year, according to the Mail, because of saturated soils, only 50 acres have been planted. Normally, it's 21,000 acres. The effect of the war in Gaza is pictured in the Irish Independent. An injured man is shown clinging to the shrouded body of his baby daughter killed by an Israeli bombing yesterday. His bandaged face is pushed against the face of the dead child. The Irish News carries a cartoon of Benjamin Netanyahu standing in front of destroyed buildings with military jets flying overhead. He's shrugging and saying, "It's not genocide, we're just a bit careless." University Hospital Limerick is reported on in two papers. The Times quotes the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, saying that consultants need to be more visible in the hospital's emergency department to help tackle the trolley crisis. While the Irish Independent reports that the hospital is going to have what the paper calls a virtual ward. This is where patients who should be in a hospital bed will be sent home and monitored virtually. Elsewhere in the Independent, the paper has a long article by its environment correspondent, Caroline O'Doherty. It's illustrated by a large graphic with 10 circles of various sizes on it. Each circle represents the carbon emissions of an Irish firm. They include power companies, cement manufacturers and Aer Lingus. But by far the biggest circle represents the carbon emissions of Ryanair. While many of Ryanair's flights take place outside Ireland, the airline is registered here. Caroline O'Doherty writes that while Ireland isn't legally required to reduce Ryanair's emissions, the airline's continued expansion is a source of tension within the government. A court report in the Examiner features a slow tractor driver. He was driving on a narrow country road last year and a queue of traffic had built up behind him. In that queue of traffic was a Garda who told the court that over 4 kilometres, the tractor driver had had at least 7 chances to pull in and let the other vehicles pass, but didn't. The driver was fined €600, and that was in the district court in Macroom. And district courts are mentioned in the Irish Independent Business section in a story about a new government fund to support the reporting of district courts and local councils. The fund will pay journalists to attend court hearings and council meetings, which at the moment are not being reported on. The new fund is worth €5 million, and all reports will be available in an online portal. Some news in the Irish Daily Mirror on the little girl who was stabbed in Parnell Square in Dublin last November. Her parents say the 5-year-old is doing well, although there are still questions about her future. They say, despite all the mights and maybes, we have to believe in her, mainly because she does. And given the crisis in the food industry, many a coffee shop would love to have a customer like Charlotte Arnold. The Belfast Telegraph reports that a coffee shop in Newton Ards had to close briefly lately and they decided to have a reopening by one of their favourite customers, Charlotte. That's because she's been going in there to buy her coffee every day for the past 50 years.
Ronan, thank you very much.